This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's intensified its bombardment in and around Gaza's second largest city as ambulances and private cars come racing into a local hospital, carrying people wounded in a bloody new phase of the war in Gaza. Under U.S. pressure to prevent further mass casualties, Israel says it's being more precise. New evidence collected in Israel is painting a grim picture of sexualized violence by Hamas.
Israeli officials say there is evidence of widespread sexual crimes committed by Hamas during their attack. Victim testimony and evidence gathered by rights groups indicate that Hamas militants carried out widespread sexual and gender-based crimes during their October 7th attack in southern Israel. The reports are disturbingly graphic. Rights organizations say the sexual atrocities committed by Hamas were intended to be utilized as a psychological weapon. Israel's police say they are combing through 60,000 videos seized from Hamas to bring the perpetrators of the killings, abductions, and sexual violence to justice. Hamas has rejected Israel's allegations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville says he's ending his blockade of most military promotions.
The Alabama Republican held up the nominations for months in protest of a Pentagon abortion policy and faced heavy criticism from colleagues. Now,
it's over.
But he's still blocking 11 of the highest-ranking officers.
To include those nominated for four-star.
Still, Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the Pentagon's encouraged by the news and will keep talking with Tuberville about lifting all the holds. Critics blasted Tuberville for hurting national security through leaving key positions unfilled and for blocking promotions of officers who had nothing to do with the policy he opposed. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is visiting Greece on Thursday for a summit with the Greek prime minister. Comes after years of tensions that brought them to the brink of war.
After years of rising tensions over territorial disputes in the Aegean and Mediterranean seas, where vast energy reserves are believed to exist, and the decades-long partition of Cyprus between Greek and Turkish communities, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's summit with Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis in Athens Thursday offers an opportunity of rapprochement, observers say. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Thousands of demonstrators in New Zealand are protesting the new government's policies toward indigenous communities.
The government has promised to treat New Zealanders equally, regardless of race. However, the protesters believe the new government has a racist agenda that's an assault on indigenous rights. Rally organizer Tuku Morgan told New Zealand television that there is intense anger in the Māori community.
This is to send a clear message to the government that we will not tolerate their racist policies.
Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The interior ministers of Britain and Rwanda have signed a treaty that aims to revive a plan to send asylum seekers to the East African country that has been blocked by UK courts. British Home Secretary James Cleverly said the legally binding agreement signed on Tuesday with his Rwandan counterpart would address all the issues raised by the UK Supreme Court. Britain's top court ruled last month the policy was unlawful. Britain and Rwanda struck a deal last year for some migrants who crossed the English Channel to be sent to Rwanda. Britain has already paid Rwanda at least £140 million, but no one has yet to be sent there. China has intensified a crackdown on online scams operated in border areas of Myanmar. The drive has been showcased by confession videos and national TV broadcasts of arrests of high-profile suspects, but the drive is confined to a limited area and appears unlikely to root out the criminal syndicates operating the human trafficking and other illicit activities of those running the scams that cheat people of their savings via phone calls and online schemes. Such schemes are thought to generate tens of billions of dollars in revenue a year. Experts say the crackdown concentrated on two special zones close to China's border with military-ruled Myanmar will hinder but probably not stop the scammers' operations. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.